Ahoy, ahoy. It is Jeffrey Craner speaking to you from December 2025. So if that date doesn't seem too long ago, then you still have time to come see Welcome to Night Vale live on stage. We're touring our newest live show, Murder Night in Blood Forest, in late January 2026 in the Western U.S. We'll be in Seattle on January 16th, Portland on the 17th, Eugene on the 18th. Then on January 21st, we're in Sacramento, San Francisco on the 22nd as part of SF Sketchfest. We're in L.A. on January 23rd, Tucson on the 24th, and Albuquerque, New Mexico on Monday, January 26th. We're closing it all out in Colorado with shows on the 27th in Boulder and January 28th in Aspen. Our live shows are a laughter-filled blast for the diehard Night Vale fan and newbie alike. So bring a date or a friend who doesn't even know that there's a faceless old woman secretly living in their home. Come see Cecil Baldwin, Symphony Sanders, Disparition Me, and our musical guest Mal Blum all live on stage. Tickets at welcometonightvale.com/live. Also, we have some great new Night Vale merch in our store. We have the Librarians Are Creatures of Unimaginable Power t-shirt. This thing's been a huge hit. We have a new bumper sticker that says, "Keep honking, I'm listening to my weird little podcast." We've got a new Spider-Wolves baseball cap. We've got our Hot Void Summer tank top, gorgeous posters by Jessica Hayworth and Dave Watt, challenge coins, Cecil and Carlos mugs, magnets, stickers, jigsaw puzzles, and even a Kaushik plushie. Just go to welcometonightvale.com and click on store to see the dozens of incredible things we have for you. And check back often, we're always removing things and adding new things. So if you've seen our store once, you just saw it that one time because it's different. You get it. Okay, now on to the episode. And hey, thanks.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. I'm very annoying. Welcome to Night Vale. Listeners, as some of you may know, I'm a real horror buff, which is a term for people who like to watch horror movies in the nude. And I regularly get requests from people who are looking for good horror movie recommendations. "I want to feel fear," they say to me. "Please," they say, "I want to look at a screen and be scared of it. I want to trick my adrenal system into thinking I'm about to die, but I'm not actually about to die. I'm just watching TV." Well, today's the day. I'm going to run through a few of my favorite horror movies. Should you wear clothes while watching them? Well, that's up to you. But first, an update on Steve Carlsberg and his shipping company that has a total monopoly on moving goods in and out of Night Vale. The company uses the Men Who Are Not Tall and Men Who Are Not Short, formerly of Labyrinth, and their secret knowledge of moving stuff through weird and wild space. Steve calls this company Steve's Movin' Stuff, with an exclamation point. Yeah, he's not great at branding, honestly. But he is now a multimillionaire, strolling into the last bank of Night Vale, where he used to work as a lowly employee, now with bundles of cash and checks to deposit in his account. He says he's not sure what to do with that money, and I told him to give it to me. And he laughed. And I said, "Why are you laughing? I'm serious. Give it to me. I want it." And he said, "Oh, Cecil, you card," and slapped my back. I'm glad things are going well for him, but I really would like that money. On a personal note, I'm fortunate that the lawsuit involving Esteban at Witch Camp was so amicably settled, and I hope we are all very welcoming to the new bear family in town. The bears were promptly sedated and caged by a commando team from the Nightvale Zoo. I'm sure they love their new home, which features luscious concrete floors, a beautiful flickering bear bulb, and an exciting crowd of onlookers gawking at them at all hours of day and night. But Carlos is concerned about Esteban's behavior since the camp. He has been a little withdrawn, scrying a lot, and pondering orbs. Carlos wants us to try sending him to a science camp to see if we can, balance things out. If any of you have ever dealt with your child being straight up a little witch, let me know what you did about that. I'm going to start my horror recommendations with something obvious. The Ring. Yes, it's a popular one, but if you're the type that wears socks while watching horror, and you want to scare those socks off, then this is the movie for you. The Ring is the story of a cursed videotape. Everyone who watches it gets a phone call in which someone whispers 7 days to them. And then 7 days later, a little girl crawls out of their television and kills them. However, and here's the fun twist, no one has a VCR anymore. And so the little girl hasn't been able to crawl out of a TV for a while, and she's getting bored. So she tries to get a fad going to use VCRs again, a throwback thing. VHS has a warmer texture, she whispers with her dead voice to people as they sleep. Digital is cold and lifeless, while VHS reminds you of safe childhood mornings. Unfortunately, this backfires on her when people revive Betamax instead, and she never gets to leave the TV again, which is a terrifying fate for her. I saw The Ring when I was 14 years old, and I'll tell you, I didn't sleep right for weeks. I was just so sad that the girl couldn't come out of the TV and be friends with me. More soon, but now, real estate listings. If you're like me, it's fun to hop on Zillow sometimes and look at the houses near you, and their increasingly absurd asking prices due to the fact that we basically stopped building houses in this country in 2008. So, let's see what we have here. Oh, this is lovely. It's a 2-bed, 2-bath for a pretty reasonable price. Now, to be clear, it consists of exactly 2 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms and no other rooms. Also, none of the bedrooms or bathrooms are connected to each other. They're in 4 separate structures at different addresses. But, $1.8 million isn't bad for that. Okay, here's a 1-bedroom condo, listing price under $1 million, so that's a rare find. Now, there is an HOA, and the HOA does do Shirley Jackson's The Lottery once a month, which is why condos are always opening up in that building, but this newly renovated kitchen is to die for. And you might. Next, we have a 4-bed, 3-bath home, vaulted ceilings, open kitchen, dead-eyed children crawling around in the basement, stunning views of the Black Chasm, new HVAC throughout. Listing says it's not for sale, they just wanted to brag. Finally, this is a nice little starter home, only $400,000, and it has updated appliances and an enclosed porch. Now, the location isn't great. It's hundreds of miles from Nightvale, past the sand wastes and the scrublands, deep into the arid nowhere that surrounds us. But hey, working from home is a thing, right? This has been Real Estate Listings. This next horror movie is a classic. Some might even say it's the classic. That's right. I'm talking about John Carpenter's Halloween. Filmed on a shoestring budget with an unknown cast, Halloween redefined horror forever. It's the story of a young orphan whose Captain Kirk mask gets bleached until it's unrecognizable. In a fit of rage about his ruined mask, our hero goes through town, meeting locals and family members he hasn't seen in a while. In the end, he has an argument with his sister and then leaves town. Halloween is something of a coming-of-age tale, and also there's a part where a guy gets pinned to a wall with a knife, so I guess it's also a little bit of a screwball comedy. Today's show is sponsored by Dick's Auto Mall, out on Route 800, just past the man who is always on fire. Seeking a Jeep on the cheap? Want a Ford you can afford? Look no further than Dick's Auto Mall, which is right by the man on fire. The man is standing by the highway. The flames melt his skin, but he never quite dies. He screams at cars that pass. His screams sound almost like words, but they cannot be deciphered. Some nights we go out and stand in the glow of his flesh and try to understand him, but we never quite do. We're always close, but never there. Some of us think that one of the words he's saying is obligation or possibly seagull. One of those two, for sure. Maybe. All to say, pass by the eternally screaming and burning man and you'll be at Dick's Auto Mall. Our prices can't be beat, at least not by any place you'll be able to get to in this remote area. Good luck shopping around. Dick's Auto Mall. We also think the burning man sometimes says the name Annabelle, but it's also possible he's saying anvil. This has been a word from our sponsors. I asked some of you at home to call in with your own horror favorites. Here they are.
Hey, sweetie. It's your favorite scientist, Carlos. I guess I didn't need to say my name. Anyway, okay, so you know I'm not much of a horror guy. If I want to feel scared, I just think about my child living in a planet totally reshaped by climate change. But if I had to pick one... ooh... it's a tough one. Oh, I got it. Love Actually.
It's Dana. We haven't talked in a long time. So it was certainly interesting that your first communication to me in years was a note written on the back of a 7-Eleven receipt that just says, "Which horror movie?" with the H capitalized for some reason. Anyway, it's The Purge 2. Let me know if you want to actually talk sometime.
This is Deb, the sentient patch of haze, and I'm here today to present an ad from... what? No ad? You want to know my favorite horror movie? Oh, sweetie, I don't work for free. No. A good day to you.
Cecil, buddy, it's Tamika. I'm kind of in the middle of some intense CrossFit right now. I'm doing the one where you push a tire for hours, and I'm hundreds of miles out in the desert now. No idea where I am or how to get back. There's a cute little house here, though, and it has a for sale sign. Anyways, I'm sure it'll be fine. Personally, I love vampire movies, so you know that I'm all about that sequel to Brokeback Mountain where they're both vampires.
Thanks, everyone who called in. I thought it might be fun to have a little history lesson. Let's learn together about the history of famous maxims. We all know the phrase, "take one for the team." And we know what it means. To steal $1 from a bank in order to help a local sports team. But where does it come from? Well, this is an interesting question. It used to be that baseball teams were formed on a conscription basis, due to it being a boring game that no one wanted to play or watch. And so, an army was formed. And this army would march from village to village. And at each village, they would steal one young child for a life of baseball. When the army approached, the terrible thunder of their boots filling the air, the whisper would go out through the terrified town that they had come to take one for the team. So, now you know. Another fun saying, A penny saved is a penny earned. Okay, we all know this one. It's about cheating on your taxes. But where does it come from? To learn about this, we have to go back to the ancient days of 1983. Back then, there was an elderly man who lived by the old Night Vale Hospital, across town from the new Night Vale Hospital. This man was known as the Penny Man, and if you brought him a penny, he would pay you a penny. Not the same penny, no. He was paying you for the service of bringing him a penny, and his rate for that was one penny. He was tough, but fair. His face was scrawled with dirt and his eyes squinted into yours like he was staring into the sun. At night, he would wander from house to house, knocking gently on the windows and groaning, so you would know that everything was okay and you didn't have to worry. The Penny Man loves you so much, and he is sorry for what he must someday do. Finally, the saying, "A rolling stone gathers no moss," was apparently, originally, a sex thing. So, that's where that comes from. Well, back to my wrecks. Of course, you can't talk about horror movies without talking about iconic horror movie themes. Who doesn't think of Jaws when they hear that da-dum? Or Norman having a weird time in the shower whenever a bird goes ee-ee-ee near you. But I'd say my favorite horror movie theme, and you'll know it right away, it'll bring to mind almost an entire movie, a sort of a Proustian moment, but scary. Anyway, my favorite horror theme is this one.
Oh, We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chain to the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
I'm almost out of time on today's broadcast. Soon the woman at the end of the long hall will climb up her staircase and switch the radio tower off for the night. And then she will slink away again down the staircase to wherever that staircase leads. None of us will ever dare to find out. So, before that happens, let's get into my absolute favorite horror movie. I know what you're thinking. Cecil, what is it? Is it Psycho? Or Nightmare on Elm Street? Or that home video we all received of the guy eating his own hand, which definitely was a bummer to watch, which we all did, the entire thing, without looking away for some reason? No. Those are all great, except for the video of the guy eating his own hand, which was traumatizing. But my favorite horror movie is the one about someone who is going about their day, listening to a man tell them a story. They don't know this man, not personally, but they like his voice and they like the stories he tells. Maybe they've been listening to this man for years. Maybe they just found him. But here they are, with headphones or laptop or car speakers, listening to the man talk. They are now not merely themselves. They are also a listener, defined by their own passive action. And then, the man's voice is cut off with a hiss.
But we do hear the man again, a little. But something is different. Something is wrong. His voice sounds distant, like the listener is hearing him through a thick wall or a gap in reality. The man tells the listener that he is looking at them. The listener cannot see the man. Not yet. The man is tapping his long, dirty fingers on his leg and humming a melody that is older than humanity. His eyes are like holes with no bottom, and his teeth click like a spine breaking. The listener is looking frantically around for the man, and indeed the man is getting closer. Perhaps the listener hears a soft squeak in the floorboards, the sound of movement through headphones, the rustle of something lurching to life in their back seat. But the listener will not see the man, not until the man wants to be seen. That's the bad news. The good news is the man wants to be seen very, very soon. I love that movie. It's called Heat, and it stars Robert De Niro as the listener and Al Pacino as the man. Ooh, it's so spooky. You have to watch it. You have to. No, really, you'll get in a lot of trouble if you don't. Please, don't make me report you to the authorities. Stay tuned next for the third act of a horror movie, where things really start to fall apart. Good night, Night Vale. Good night.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is written by Joseph Fink, Jeffrey Craner, and Bree Williams. Sound design and production by Disparition. The voice of Carlos is Dylan Marin. The voice of Dana is Jessica Nicole.
The voice of Tamika is Symphony Sanders. The voice of Deb is Meg Bashwinner. The voice of Night Vale is Cecil Baldwin. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.net. This episode's weather was Watermelon by Clavicle. Find out more at the link in our show notes. Comments, questions, email us at info@welcometonightvale.com or follow us on Blue Sky at Night Vale Radio or on Instagram, Tumblr, and TikTok at Night Vale Official. Or join America Offline, our new internet service where you don't use the internet. But mainly, check out welcometonightvale.com, where we have a twice-monthly mailing list that is the best way to keep up to date directly from us to you. Today's proverb, bedroom tip. Try incorporating ancient rites and chants to spice things up.
Hey y'all, it is Jeffrey Craner, and if you're like me and you love horror, check out the podcast, The Gentleman from Hell. An entire town gone. No signs, no warnings, just silence. This is Cold Sparrow. 24 years ago, every resident of Cold Sparrow vanished overnight, including the eccentric billionaire, Benjamin Veers. No bodies, no clues, only questions. For decades, investigators have chased every theory, cults, kidnappings, mass disappearances, but nothing has brought them closer to the truth until now. Three renowned private investigators, famous for taking down one of the most dangerous cults in history, have been called in to uncover what really happened. But the deeper they dig, the stranger the whispers become. Whispers of something far darker than anyone imagined, something that might not be human at all. Cold Sparrow didn't just disappear, something took it. Some mysteries should stay buried. The investigation begins now. Check out The Gentleman from Hell on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about Good Morning Night Vale. Welcome to Night Vale's official recap show and unofficial best friend food podcast. Join me, Meg Bashwinner, and fellow tri-hosts Hal Lublin and Symphony Sanders as we dissect all of the cool, squishy, and slimy bits of every episode of Welcome to Night Vale. Come for the insightful and hilarious commentary and stay for all of the weird and wild behind-the-scenes stories. Good Morning Night Vale, with new episodes every other Thursday. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Yes, even there.